Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to be talking about why you could go viral literally overnight and how exciting this time is. But first things first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so in this episode, I'm going to share with you something kind of crazy that happened this week for me on TikTok. And as you guys know, I have been a huge fan of TikTok. It's been a platform that I've loved. In fact, I'm actually live streaming this on TikTok as I record this episode, which is kind of meta, but also really fun. So I wanted to share kind of the fruits of being really consistent. I have been consistently on this platform for I think we're at 9 months now, about 9 months that I've been consistently posting pretty darn regularly, growing my following. But basically, this week, I put up one video on TikTok that literally overnight got 3 million views. So I just had my first 3 million view day, which was really, really exciting for us. But what it really went to show me is that even during crazy times, even when people are panicking and feeling like everything's falling apart, there are still people who want to consume content, who want to learn, who want to grow, who want to be entertained. I actually find this to be a very, very interesting time in learning that people are still out there and they're still consuming, which is so crazy. I mean, just look at like Amazon, like a lot of our favorite things are sold out right now. And that's why, because people are buying like crazy. And so I was really thinking about it because we have a huge launch coming up this week on Wednesday. And I was like, wait a second, you mean to tell me that I put up a TikTok video and got more views than I've ever gotten normally in a week? You mean to tell me I got 3 million views in 24 hours during a week when everyone says like, oh, nothing's going to work anymore. And I was like, this is just challenging everything that I know. So I'm going to share with you guys what I'm doing and what this means for me. I know that people are going to be watching more YouTube videos. People are going to be learning more. People want to find ways to work from home. And so what I'm going to be doing is creating extra content and resources. And I'm still going to do my launch and we're going to put it out there even bigger and harder, which I'm very, very excited about. Like, we're going to go as big as humanly possible with all of our content. I'm going to be recording more TikToks. I'm going to be putting out more YouTube videos. I'm going to be putting out 5 awesome episodes this week for you guys. And the reason for that is because when times are shifting, it's time for us to shift with the times. Let's pivot. Let's make things work. And so I'm recognizing that people are spending more time at home. They're consuming more content. They're learning. And why not put out extra positivity for them to learn? But another thing that I really took from literally having 3 million views in 24 hours, which by the way, guys, brought like 15,000 followers in 2 days, which is pretty powerful and very exciting, especially when you're like me. I'm a mom who's over 30. I'm not, a young, cool kid playing on this TikTok platform anymore. And so what's amazing for me is recognizing that even once we think opportunities have already been filled or have already been met, there are still opportunities for us to grow. And I'm willing to bet that some of the platforms that you've already written yourself off on, you're like, there's no way that this platform could work for me. There's no way. Podcasting is already saturated. YouTube is already saturated. TikTok is already saturated. Instagram is already saturated. I'm willing to bet that there's more opportunity than you even realize on those platforms. And so my challenge to you this week is, what platforms are you writing off that could actually be incredibly powerful for you? Because I know that I was starting to have these doubts, like, can I go viral again? Can it happen on TikTok? Or is that era already over? Especially with some people saying like, oh no, the era of posting multiple times per day is over. But everything in my gut was telling me it wasn't over. Everything in my gut was saying, no, keep on posting, keep creating, do multiple TikToks per day. And guess what? it paid off because your gut feeling isn't wrong. And so if you've had a gut feeling about TikTok for a while, I have an awesome resource for you guys, which is www.tiktokgrowthhacks.com. And I'm going to be doing some incredible trainings there for people. So just know that that is an incredible option for you. But also check out my YouTube channel where I'm going to be releasing a lot more videos than we ever have. I almost said TikToks. It's hard to go back and forth talking about one platform and then talking about the next. But my challenge to you is to create, to implement, to consume, to put stuff out there during a time when everyone says like it's not, there's nothing, there's no opportunity. I disagree completely. And I'm not talking about fear mongering or putting out things that are capitalizing on scary times, but rather let's put out some hope and let's put out some positivity. And I'm willing to bet that in doing so, we can actually turn around potential, you know, things that could be really, really bad just by intentionally putting out positivity on social. So you're going to see me stepping it up this week, and I challenge you to do the same with me. Feel free to tag me in your content. And if you love this episode, be sure to take a picture of it and share it on Snapchat. Oh my gosh, did I just say Snapchat? I meant Instagram. I've never used Snapchat. That is so funny. Share it on Instagram on stories and be sure to tag me, Be Mrs. Peterson, and I will repost it because I love seeing that you guys are enjoying this podcast. I will catch y'all in the next episode. Bye, guys.